Kamala Harris claims vindication after crushing election loss, I told you so. By Hannah Knudsen on April 5, 2025. Former Vice President Kamala Harris joked I told you so in a public appearance this week, suggesting that she prophetically warned President Donald Trump's second term would bring disastrous consequences during her presidential campaign that ended in humiliating defeat. Harris claimed that what she allegedly warned about is coming to pass during a speaking engagement this Thursday at the Leading Women Defined Summit in Dana Point, California. We are seeing organizations stay quiet. We are seeing those who are capitulating to clearly unconstitutional threats. And these are the things we are witnessing, she said, each day in the last few months in our country. And it understandably creates a great sense of fear. Because you know there were many things we knew would happen. I'm not here to say I told you so, I swear, I wasn't going to say that. The former vice president continued, effectively saying it. It remains unclear how Harris can take a victory lap, given that Trump has already started delivering on the agenda items that the American people tasked him with. On his first day in office alone, the president signed 118 executive orders, actions, and memoranda. These measures rescinded dozens of executive orders issued by former President Joe Biden. They further aim to tackle issues including the weaponization of the federal government against political opposition, addressing the southern border crisis by declaring it a national emergency, the need to re-establish the immutable biological reality of sex, and so much more. Trump has also committed a team, the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, to weed out government waste. The organization says it has already saved taxpayers an estimated $140 billion despite leftists throwing a collective fit about its halts to USAID and more. Related, U.S.-funded terrorism? MTG outlines waste, misdeeds of USAID overseas. Employment statistics under Trump's second administration have also exceeded expectations, according to data from the Labor Department. Further, the president did as he said he would do and announced reciprocal tariffs on Liberation Day earlier this week. The groundbreaking action is part of an effort to even the playing field for America by fighting against unfair trading practices and bringing manufacturing back to U.S. soil. Related, Trump announces reciprocal tariffs on all countries, this is Liberation Day. So for 40 years, America has been the piggy bank of the world. Vice President J.D. Vance told Breitbart News regarding Trump's historic announcement on tariffs this week. We absorb all of the ridiculous trade practices and economic practices of friend and foe alike. For the first time in probably 40 years, we have an American president who's saying, no more. That it's not going to work. That he's not going to allow America to be taken advantage of anymore. This decision is going to cause incredible benefits for American workers, Vance said. Months after her loss, Harris made it clear that she is not exiting politics and intends to stay in this fight, potentially with a run for the California governorship, according to reports.